The Yeshiva Gedol of Johannesburg proudly presents the Wednesday evening shiur, covering the Parashas HaShavua, the Yomim Tovim, and other special topics as delivered by its founder and Rosh HaYeshiva, Rabbi Israel Chaim Goldfein, Zichrono Livrocha. Details regarding how to order additional shiurim follow immediately after the conclusion of the shiur.
This week's Parsha is Parshas Kisogai, and in the Parsha we have where HaKadosh Baruch Hu makes a number of promises to Klal Yisrael, and if they will keep the mitzvahs, they will receive his brachas, and if not, then to the contrary, heaven forbid. I would like this evening to go over a few of those psukim. We'll start in Posuk Chof, in Perek Chof Vav, Posuk Tezayim, by Shlishi, and see what we can gain, what we can learn from some of these psukim. States Hayem Hazeh Hashem Alakecho Metzav Cholas Isis Achukim Eile Lesa Mishpotim. Moshe told the people that Hayem Hazeh, this day, Hashem your God commands you to fulfill the statutes Lesa Mishpotim and his laws Bishomalta V'yosiso Osam, and you shall guard and do them with all of your heart and all of your soul. Rashi brings, what is the word, what does it mean, Hayom Hazer, this day? And on that Rashi says, Bechol Yom Yiyu Beinecho Chadoshim. Every day, the mitzvahs of Hashem should be as if they are new, ki ilu bay biyem nitzavas alehem, as if today you were commanded in them. This principle of you beinechem kechadoshim, that mitzvahs should be not something, mitzvahs should be not something that were given to you many, many years ago, but something that was given to you today, this is something which is said in regards to Talmud Torah, the study of the Torah. Rashi brings it in Parshas Yisro, where it states, Bachedish HaShlishi, that it was in the third month, Bayim Hazeh, on this very day they came to Har Sinai, and it should not say that this very day, it should say that day. And there Rashi tells us, he brings from the Josh of the Chazal, that every day Torah should be, when you study Torah, as if today it was given. And this also is said by mitzvahs. We have it here. We have it also in Parshas Vayeschanan, in the Parsha Rishena, the Shema Yisrael, where it states, V'hoya advorim ha'ela asher anochi matzavacha ayom, these words which I command you today. And there Rashi brings, Lo ye beinecho kidyut gomo yishono. It shouldn't be like a document, an old document from the king, which nobody's interested in. Ela kechadosho, but it should be like a new proclamation from the king. Shakol rotzin lekrosa, that everybody runs to read and to see what the proclamation is. Now, what is the explanation in this? Sonny, could you close that top window there? Now, what is the explanation in this that it should be? It should be as if mitzvahs were given today, or the Torah that you're learning is given today, even though it was given many, many thousands of years ago. In regards to Talmud Torah, the study of Torah, there's a special reason, and this the Maral explains in many places, because it states on Torah, Kosher liknais ki kesef v'zov, b'neach lishtaber kizchukis. Torah is as difficult to acquire as silver and gold, and it's as easy to be broken as glass. You have some things that are very, very difficult to acquire, but once you have them, they last a long time. Gold, silver. You have some things that are easy to acquire, like glass, but they could be gone in an instant. You drop them and they break. Torah has both difficulties. It's very, very difficult to acquire, because it's such a deep and profound wisdom. It's so much it's so much above the person. At the same time, it's lishtaber noach lishtaber keshkuchis. It's as easy to be broken as glass. And the reason for this is because Torah is given from another world. It's far beyond the person. And the person never really has a total and a complete hold on Torah. Even when he has a kinyan on the Torah, he has an acquisition on it, and it's considered his. There is a time when the Torah is considered his. But nevertheless, he has to constantly, we see, review it, constantly go over it, otherwise he'll lose it. Because it's so far above the person that even when he has it, he's just grasping it. And therefore, when he something that you have in totality and becomes yours, it was new, but then it becomes old. But something which you are just acquiring is always new. Torah is always in the state where you are just acquiring it. Because even when you have it, it's still far above the person. And he has to constantly reacquire it all of the time. That's why you learn a piece of Gemara, and you can learn it over many, many times, and you understand it perfectly. And then, a couple of months later, or a couple of years later, you come to the Gemara, you almost have to relearn it again in order to get it back. Because we have to constantly reacquire it. If that's the case, then it's kechadoshim. It's always new. And that's how Torah should be. That's the particular explanation in Torah. But what about when it comes to mitzvahs? We could possibly say the same explanation, because mitzvahs also come from far beyond us. But on the other hand, mitzvahs a person has a stronger acquisition in. Because the Torah is something which is totally non-physical. So it's coming from, it remains from a non-physical, it is from a non-physical world, and it remains that way. But the mitzvahs become part of the physical world. We fulfill them physically. We fulfill them through our physical acts, or through physical objects, or through physical food and so forth. So there we should have a stronger acquisition on them. So therefore it would be difficult, we could say perhaps, but it would be difficult to say that same explanation. And here and in the Parsha Vaschanan, we're speaking about mitzvahs. And this, the Maral in his Gurai, at the end of Parsha's Bay, says another explanation. And this includes mitzvahs, and it includes Torah also. He says all of the very, very great things which HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave us, for example, the Torah, the giving of the mitzvahs, the Yetzias Mitzrayim, the taking us out of Egypt, the Nesinus Ha'oretz, the giving us of Eretz Yisrael. They're not from this world. They all have their source in the Olam Ha'Elyon, in a world beyond. And in that world beyond, that is a world which is just like it's beyond the physical world. It's beyond time also. Because time is part and parcel of the physical world. What is the concept of time? That's the measurement of the movements of the solar system. Because we have a solar system, and everything is constantly moving, it never stops. The calculation and the measurement of this movement in the solar system is the context of time. If everything would stop, or if nothing would move, then there would be no calculation of time. But in this universe, everything constantly moves. And that's why time is always moving. But that is limited to the physical universe. We're speaking of physical bodies moving across physical places. When you come to a world which is beyond that, there is no movement and there is no solar system. and therefore there is no time. The whole concept of Ovar, the Habo, something which is in the past, and something which is in the future, something which has already gone and something which has not yet come, that's all part and parcel of this world. But something which is beyond the limitations of this world. There is no Ovar, there is no Hosi. There is not something which is in the past and not something which is in the future. It just hover, it just is. And therefore, all of the great achievements, the great gifts that HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave, the giving of the Torah, the mitzvahs, the going out of Egypt, the giving of the land of Eretz Yisrael, since they all had their source in a world above, their source was in a world where there is no time. And therefore, the time does not affect it. And when we partake from this, it's as if it was given today. That's why the Gemara brings what we say in the Haggadah, Chayev Odom Lirayis Es Atzmai Ke'ilu Hu Yotzo Mitzrayim. Everyone should look at himself, this is on the night of Pesach, as if he went out of Egypt on that night, because it's not past history. If we go back to its source, it's something which, since it was beyond time, so it always takes place. And this is the same with the study of the Torah and the fulfillment of the mitzvahs. This is what is meant when Shlema HaMelech, King Solomon, he wrote in Keheles, he consistently says, Ein Chodosh Tachas HaShemesh. There is nothing new beneath the sun. And the Gemara darshans, Ein Chodosh Tachas HaShemesh, Aval Yesh Chodosh Lemala Min HaShemesh. There is nothing new beneath the sun, but there is something new beyond the sun. And is referring to, because he was referring to this world, which is all locked into the limitations of the physical world, physical time. But what HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave us in Torah and mitzvahs and so forth, that is not affected. So this is what is meant, Hayom Hazeh Hashem Elokecha Metzavcho. On this very day, HaKadosh Baruch Hu commands us to fulfill his statutes and his laws. A person is obligated to look at the mitzvahs that Hashem has commanded him to fulfill as if they are, as if he is commanded in this each day. Second point, it states, V'shomarta v'asiso osam. Now the simple meaning in V'shomarta v'asiso osam, you shall guard them and you shall do them, is that it's that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is commanding us to guard them and to do them. But Rashi brings that there's also a prophecy in this. V'shomarta, if you will guard them, then you will do them. Baskol mevolchosai. The baskol, a voice from heaven comes down and says, and gives you a blessing. Hevesa bikurim hayom. See, the previous parsha was speaking about the first fruits. If you fulfill the mitzvah of the first fruits today, tishan leshona habo, then you get a brocha that you will, next year you will also fulfill it. In other words, if you fulfill a mitzvah today, for example, the first fruits, HaKadosh Baruch Hu will see that you have the first fruits next year also, and you will also be able to fulfill it. This is the principle of mitzvah gereres mitzvah. If you do one mitzvah, then HaKadosh Baruch Hu gives you the schus to be able to do another mitzvah. Now, in here, however, we see a chidush, something unique. Generally, mitzvah, gereres mitzvah means you do one mitzvah, then you'll come to do another mitzvah. Over here, what it's telling us, that if you do one mitzvah, HaKadosh Baruch Hu will give you the excuse to do another mitzvah. But what happens if the other mitzvah requires you to have some physical wealth or possession in order to fulfill it? Then HaKadosh Baruch Hu will give you the necessary physical possessions in order that you can fulfill the second mitzvah, which came because of the schus of the merit of the first mitzvah. For example, the example given here, that you brought bikurim, you brought your first fruits. So this means that you had a good crop. Now, you fulfilled one mitzvah, HaKadosh Baruch Hu has to give you the opportunity and the schus to fulfill a second. But for the second mitzvah, you're going to need another crop. So he'll make sure that you'll have a good crop next year, so you'll be able to fulfill that mitzvah. So we see from here that not only does one mitzvah bring another mitzvah, but it also brings the physical necessities that is needed to fulfill the second mitzvah. The same principle we saw in last week's parsha in Kisetze. Because there it states a number of mitzvahs, one after the other. And the Medrash Darshan's the same. It starts out with mitzvah shiloh hakan, that when you happen to come across the nest of the birds and you want to take the eggs or the chicks, you should send the mother away first. So there the Torah says that if you do that, so HaKadosh Baruch Hu will reward you. Now the next mitzvah is that if you build a new home, you should make sure that on the roof is well protected with a fence, a guardrail, so no one should fall. So the Chazal Darshan, that since you fulfilled one mitzvah, HaKadosh Baruch Hu has to give you the opportunity to do another mitzvah. And that is building the fence. But you can only build a fence on your roof if you have a home. So he will give you the reward of a new home. Then it states that you shall not plant your vineyard with a mixture of seeds from the vine and from the grain. HaKadosh Baruch Hu will give you another mitzvah, but in order to fulfill that mitzvah, you will have to have a vineyard. So he will give you a vineyard. Then it states, Leisach Reish Bishor V'chamor, that you should not plow with a shor and a chamor, a bull and a donkey bound together. Now, this is the other mitzvah that you will be zeicher to, but you can only fulfill that mitzvah if you're on a field. So he will give you a field. And then it states, Leisilba Shatnes, you shouldn't wear garments that are a mixture of wool and linen. Now, that's the other mitzvah, but you can only fulfill that mitzvah if you have such garments. So he will give you garments. And then it states after them, Gidilim Taseloch, that you should put tzitzis on your garments. So that's another mitzvah that you can fulfill only if you have such garments. So he will give you that. So that's what we see, that not only will he give you the opportunity, not only will he give you the schus to fulfill another mitzvah, but he'll even give you the necessary physical circumstances which one needs to fulfill these particular mitzvahs. Further in the Pasuk, it states, we mentioned, Vishomato Vyasisa Isom Becholevavacho Vachol Nafshecho. HaKadosh Baruch Hu says that you shall guard and fulfill these mitzvahs, my statutes and my commandments, with all of your heart and all of your life, all of your soul. We see that HaKadosh Baruch Hu demands total commitment. To Yisrael, he gave 613 mitzvahs and he demands total commitment. Vishamata vasisho isom, that you shall guard and fulfill them, b'chol levavecho v'chol nafshecho, with all of your hearts and all of your lives. And in other words, HaKadosh Baruch Hu from Israel was not interested in a partial commitment, but in a total commitment. And we'll see a little more about this just soon. The next pasuk states, as Hashem amalta hayom liyais lachol elihim v'laleches b'yitrocho v'lishmar chukav v'mitzveso v'mishpotav l'ishvay b'kolo. We have a word, Ha'amalto, and the same word is repeated in the next pasuk, Ha'amircho. And this is a difficult word to translate. Rashi says, Ein le'ed b'mikro. We do not have another similar word to this in the entire Torah. But then finally he brings one which is might be somewhat similar. So there's a question as to what this word means. There are different explanations, but everyone agrees to the general sense, which means, first, it's referring to what Yisrael has done. As Hashem ha'amata hayom, we're referring to Yisrael. Yisrael has bochalto, has chosen, or has placed HaKadosh Baruch Hu above everyone else. Yisrael has chosen Hashem from all of the gods of the world, or they have placed or separated HaKadosh Baruch Hu from all of the gods of the world. Liyais l'chol le'lakim, in order that he should be for them a god. V'loleches bidrochov, and they should walk in his ways. V'lishma chukav u'mitzvosav u'mishpotav lishma bekele, and to guard his commandments, his laws, and to listen to his voice. So this is the shvach, this is the praise of Yisrael. That Yisrael has selected, has chosen the Almighty from all of the gods of the world, that he should be their God. Now it states what Hashem has done. Hashem ha'amircha hayom, and today Hashem has chosen and has separated Yisrael from all of the nations of the world. Liyos lo le'am skulo, that they should be for him the chosen nation. Kasher diber loch, like he said, this refers like he said to them on Har Sinai. Belishmor kol mitzvosav, and they shall guard all of his mitzvahs. Ulesitcha elyon al kol hagoyim, and he will make them greater than all of the nations. Asher osa lesihilo leshem lesiforis, and he has made Yisrael that they will be his pride. And they should be a sanctified nation to Hashem. So we have two psukim here. One is where it states that Yisrael has chosen HaKadosh Baruch Hu from all of the gods of the world, where he shall be the God of Israel, and we shall listen to him. And the other is that Hashem has chosen Israel from all of the nations of the world, that they should be his nation, and greater than all of the nations of the world, the chosen nation, and so forth. The Gemara brings in Masechta Chagigo. The Gemara brings in Dav Gimel Amar Aleph. Tonu Rabbanon Maisa b'Reb Yechonon ben Breika v'Reb Lezer Chasma. It was a story with Reb Yechonon ben Breika and Reb Lezer Chasma. Shohochu lahakpil b'nei Reb Yeshua b'Pekin. It was Yantif, and on Yantif is a mitzvah to go visit your Rebbe. So they went to visit the Rebbe. Omalehem, he said to them, Machi d'shoye b'beis ha-medrash hayom. So he said that he wasn't in the Beis HaMedrash today, and they were. What chidush? What new thing was said in the Beis HaMedrash? Omru lei, they said to him, Tamidecho onu, umeimecho onu sheisim. We are your disciples, and we drink from your water. We must hear from you. We cannot teach you. You must teach us. Omalehem, he said to them, Afa pikein. He says, even so, I'm sure there's something you can teach me, because EF shall have a samedrish belechidush. It's impossible there should be a besamedrish where Jews come together to learn, and on that day no chidush was said, something profoundly new was not said. So I'm sure something was said that you can teach me. This is why the Gemara says, in another place, it says, Leila mal yimoneh odam mi beis hamedrash. A person should never refrain from going to the beis hamedrash, even for a small amount of time. He has an opportunity to go to a shir, he should always take advantage of it. Because he yefshir be beis hamedrash belechidush. There has to be always something profoundly new said in a beis hamedrash. So he asked them, he said, Shabishal Mihaisa, who darshaned? Who was the one that gave the shiur this week? So he said, Shabishal Adloza ben Azaria Haisa. Ubamea Haisa Hagoda Hayom. So what Hagoda did he say today? So first he told them, Amrulay be Parshas Hakel. In regards to the Parsha of Hakel, where you gather everyone on the seventh year and the king comes and he reads from the Sefer Torah, first he told him what he said. I'm not going to go into that now because it's not directly relevant. But when he told them over, when they told him over what Reb Lezer ben Azariah said, so he answered, he said, you had such wonderful pearls in your hands and you wanted to take them from me. In other words, you wouldn't tell me what was said in the Beis HaMedrash. So then he said, what else did he darshan? So he brings our posuk. He says, Es Hashem emata yem v'Hashem emircha hayom. States that HaKadosh Baruch Hu, that we have chosen and we have selected and we have exalted God from all of the gods in the world to be our God. And HaKadosh Baruch Hu has selected and chosen and exalted us from all of the nations of the world to be his nation. What does that mean? So he said like this. This is what he darshan. Omelem HaKadosh Baruch Hu. HaKadosh Baruch Hu said to Israel, Atem asituni chativa achas ba'olam. You have made from me the greatest and the most single greatest praise in the world, the most greatest beauty in the world. Bani ase eschem chativa achas ba'olam. And I will do the same to you. When do you declare this? Because you always go around and you say the Shema. Shema Yisrael, Hashem Elokeinu, Hashem Echad. Klal Yisrael comes and they proclaim that the God of Israel, He is the one and the only God of the whole universe. So you have placed me above and beyond all of the idolatrous gods in the world. And I do the same for you. What do I do for you? V'ani eseschem chativachas ba'olam, shenemar, because I say, umi ke'amcha Yisrael ge echod ba'oretz. Who is like the nation of Israel, who is a single nation? There's only one Israel in all of the world. Actually, there's another Gemara that states that in our tefillin that we put on every day, so there you have this parsha of the Shema Yisrael Hashem Elokeinu Hashem Echad. So it states that HaKadosh Baruch Hu also puts on tefillin, and what is written in his tefillin? In his tefillin is written, Miki Amcha Yisrael Ge Echad Ba'aretz. Who is like Israel, a single nation in the whole world? Now, this is a deeper explanation why HaKadosh Baruch Hu demands total commitment. This is the breach, this is the covenant between Hashem and Israel. They have selected him, and he has selected them. And Kodesh Baruch Hu says, Amzu Yotzativ, Tihilosi Isaperu. I have created this nation, and they will sing my praises. The nations of the world do not praise HaKadosh Baruch Hu. If you look at the nations of the world, they all have their idolatries. If it's Buddha, or Islam, or Christianity, or if it's just Kfir. I mentioned just, I think it was yesterday, in the Sikha, that I was listening on the radio, driving home, and there was there was a group of medical people, and they were discussing the immunity system of the human being. So there's one who was an expert, specialized in the immunity system, because they're talking today, there's so many infectious diseases and so forth. It was a woman, so she said that the immunity system of the human being is enormously sophisticated. And it's more sophisticated than any immunity system that we find in the whole universe. Right? This was very good. Then she says, this is what evolution has brought us to in order to be able to fight off all of the diseases which we are constantly in contact. So I turned the radio off. Here, from one hand, she sees something which is the most sophisticated creation in all of creation, and then in the other breath she can attribute it to an evolution that came by itself, from shells in the sea or from monkeys or whatnot. This is how far the nations of the world will go in order not to select HaKadosh Baruch Hu. In order that HaKadosh Baruch Hu should not be exalted amongst everyone. And there is no nation in the world that will, if there are, it's only because they're taking the lead from Israel. But there is no nation in the world that will praise HaKadosh Baruch Hu, will attribute the creation and everything and the constant running of the world to Hashem, and will give their lives on it. And that's why HaKadosh Baruch Hu said, Amzu Yotzativ Tihilosi Isaperu. He's no fool. He says, there are no nations that are going to praise me. Israel will. No one else. And that's what is meant, that Es Hashem Amalta Hayom, you, and you alone, have exalted me, have uplifted me, have chosen me amongst all of the gods, the false gods of the world, to serve me with all of your heart and to go in my ways, to guard my chukim and mishpotim, and to listen to my voice. And I, on the other hand, have uplifted you amongst all of the nations of the world, because I know what the nations of the world are. And to make you Elyon, al kol ha-goyim, where you will be the greatest of all of the nations, and you will be, Rashi says, like he promised at the giving of the Torah, well, you will be Mamleches Kahanim Vagei Kodosh. See, a nation of kings and a sanctified nation. And therefore, we go around and we praise Shema Yisrael Hashem Elokeinu Hashem Echad. There is only one that created the universe and that runs the universe. And HaKadosh Baruch Hu goes around and he praises Mi Ki Amcho Yisrael Gei Echad Boretz. There is no other nation from all of the peoples of the world like this nation of Israel. We mentioned in last week's shir that the Medrash Rabbah in Bereishis Aleph Os Dalet states Vov Dvorim Kodmu Lebriyas HaOlam, that when HaKadosh Baruch Hu came to create the world, he first had in mind to create six things beforehand. Some he actually created, and others he decided to create. So the Midrash explains, Torah and the Kiseh HaKovod, his holy throne, were actually created before the world. Oves, Avrom, Yitzchok, and Yaakov, Israel, the Beis Hamikdosh, and the name of the Mashiach, whatever that refers to, the name of the Mashiach, or the one who would be, that he decided to create. He didn't create them, but he had already decided on their creation. Then the Medrash says, what did he create first, though? Machshavtei shel Yisrael kodma lechol dover. The decision to create Israel, that came first, even before the creation of the Torah. So the Medrash asks, why should the creation, the decision to create Israel, why should that come before the creation of the Torah? We would think the Torah would come first. So the Medrash gives an example. It says there was a king, and he was married to a noble woman. He never had a child. One day he's walking through the marketplace and he sees a beautiful pen with beautiful ink. So he tells his servants, buy that for my child. They did, but they all said to themselves, the king, is he going out of his mind? He has no child and he's buying a beautiful pen and ink for the child. Later, after the passing of a few months, they saw that the queen was going to give birth. So they said, the king is so wise. He's so wise in astrology. He was able to see that the queen would give birth, and therefore he bought this beautiful pen and this ink for the child. The same thing with HaKadosh Baruch Hu. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is going to write a Torah for a world that will not fulfill the Torah. Is he a fool? HaKadosh Baruch Hu didn't write the Torah until he was sure that there would be a nation in the world that would fulfill his Torah. And that's why when he wrote the Torah, before the world was given, he wrote by Daber Hashem El Bnei Yisrael. He spoke to the children of Israel. So first he had come to the conclusion that there will be a Yisrael. And only after that did he go and write the Torah. See, so this is the important role that Yisrael plays in history, and this is what we see. That had there been no Yisrael, and like the whole Dovador Endi Malena Lechaleseno, like all nations try to destroy Israel, then the Kodesh Baruch Hu says there's no place for me in the world. There's no place for my Torah in the world. Further it states second. In Perek Chof Ches, Posuk Aleph. V'hoyim shemoat hishma bekol Hashem elekecho. Kodesh Baruch Hu said that if you will listen to the voice of your God, lishma la'aseis is kol mitzvayisot, to guard all of the mitzvahs, asher anochi metzav chayim, which I'm commanding you today, and I shall place you where you will be supreme amongst all of the nations of the world. And then and then all of these brochas will come upon you if you will listen to the voice of Hashem. It states, now that's a duplication. If you shall listen, and again it says listen to the voice of Hashem. What does it mean if you shall listen and listen? So the Gemara brings in Masechta Sukkah and Daf Mem Vav Omed Beis. What's Mem Vav Sefer Omer Aleph and then Omed Beis. Mm-hmm. V'omer abzeira, v'itemar v'chanina bar popa, bo orei shalei k'minis ha-kodesh boch u'midis bosev adom. The ways of Hashem are not like the ways of human beings, of people from this world. Midas bosev adom, the way it is in this world, kli reikon maksik, mole'ina maksik. An empty vessel, you can put something into it. A full vessel, you cannot put something into it. Avamidas HaKadosh Baruch Hu. But the way of Hashem is just the opposite. Mole maksik, reikon eino maksik. If it's full, he will put more into it. If it's empty, he will not put into it. And that's what it states, V'hoye im shamoa tishma. You shall listen and you shall listen. Im shamoa tishma, v'im lav le tishma. Im shamoa b'yoshon tishma b'chodosh. This means that the more a person learns, the more Torah HaKadosh Baruch Hu will give him. The more Torah a person has in his head, the more Torah it attracts. In the physical world, something which is full, there's no room for anything else. So you need an empty vessel. When it comes to the spiritual world, it's the opposite. The empty vessel doesn't attract. The fuller the vessel is, the fuller it attracts. The more mitzvahs one does, the more mitzvahs HaKadosh Baruch Hu will give. The less mitzvahs one does, the less mitzvahs HaKadosh Baruch Hu will give. And therefore, im shamoa tishma, and also the Gemara darshans, that the beginning can be difficult. But the more Torah one learns, then the more he will learn. The more Torah one studies and tries to understand, then the more he will understand. The im tishma, then the Gemara also darshans, im shamata biyoshan tishma bechodosh. So the Gemara darshans there, Rashi brings that if a person will constantly go over and re-study what he has already studied, then he will constantly learn new things. If he will only learn new things, he will not learn anything. See, this the way we would say that what you learned, you already learned. You should concentrate on new things. Now, just the opposite. If you will, when it comes to Torah, if you concentrate on what you've already learned to go over and over it, then tishma b'yoshan tishma b'chodesh, im shamoa tishma, then you will learn new things. But he who sets aside what he's already learned and only goes after something that he hasn't learned, now he will not learn. This is also that the Gemara brings because a secular wisdom's a person is capable of acquiring by himself. So therefore it goes with the norms of the physical world. But Torah, a person is not capable of acquiring himself. Torah comes from Hashem. And that's why it states that when we make the brocha, the birchas haTorah, we say, Hamalamet Heira Lama Yisrael, he who teaches Torah to Israel. Torah has to be taught to us by Hashem. And it states, Sod Hashem Lireov. Who does he teach Torah to? He teaches Torah to those who fear him. It states that those who constantly want more Torah, they learn and they're constantly learning and learning, then the Torah comes and reveals herself to them. So therefore, im shamoa tishma, the more one will learn and the more he fills himself up with Torah, the more the Torah will come to reveal herself to him. Now we learned in this posuk where it states, "Unesoncha elyein al kol geir ohoretz." Then HaKadosh Baruch Hu will make you elyein. You will be supreme. You will be higher than all of the nations of the world, and that's what we learned in the other posuk also. The sitcha elyein al kol agoyim. The Medrash says on this. This is in Parsha Zayin, Medrash Rabba, Os Gibel. Behei Dvorim Nimshla Torah. We find that throughout all of the Ksuvim, the Torah is compared to five different types of foods. It's compared to Mayim, water, Yain, wine, Dvash, honey, Cholov, milk, and Shemen, oil. And the Medrash brings psukim on all of the sources, where it's water, where it's compared to wine, to honey, to milk, and to oil. Now, I'm just going to dwell on one of these, which is relevant to this posuk. It states, why is it compared to oil? So the Medrash says, first of all, where is it compared to oil? This is in Shir HaShirim, Shemen Turak Shemecho, where Shlema Melech, he writes, and he's referring to the Torah, that everyone will love the Torah because Shemen Turak Shemecho, because it will be like it's flowing with oil. Its name will be that of something which flows with oil. Now, Ma HaShemen Azeh, one of the reasons it's referred to oil, it's compared to oil, because oil is, in the beginning, is very bitter. Oil comes from the olive, and the olive is very bitter. But Sefer Mosuk, but in the end, it becomes very sweet. So is it with Divrei Torah. This also refers to the Shema Tishma. When a person starts to learn, it can be very, very difficult. But the more he will learn, the sweeter it will become. Another reason. No odem mitzarem en betchil veisem ben achris tova. Dover acher, ma ha-shemen azeh chayim le'olam, av divrei Torah chayim le'olam. This oil brings life to the world. The Gemara always praises shemen zayis, the oil of the olive, where it's from the greatest gifts that HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave to people. And it's, according to the Gemara, it engulfs a nutritional value, both through eating and also through putting on one's skin, which has enormous nutritional and curable qualities. So Ma HaShemen Azeh, maybe Chaim LaOlam, just like oil brings life to the world, Af Divrei Torah Chaim LaOlam, Torah also brings life to the world. Ma HaShemen Azeh Ora LaOlam. See, the Gemara says that the olive has three brachos. Firstly, its oil is good to eat. Secondly, its oil is good to put on one's skin. And thirdly, its oil brings the best light. So Ma HaShemen, if you have an oil lamp, so the best was the olive oil. Ma HaShemen Azeh Eira LaOlam, just like the olive brings light to the world, Av Divrei Torah Ola LaOlam, the Torah also brings light to the world. Ma HaShemen Azeh Ein Yochel Lisharev B'mashkin Acherim, just like the olive oil, it does not mix with anything else. There are many fluids and liquids that you can mix together. The olive oil will not mix. Even if you try to mix it with other fluids, it will always stay on its own. Af Yisrael ein yecholin lisare b'umaseilam. The other nations can mix. Yisrael cannot mix with other nations. They are always remain on their own. Because HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, I have separated you from the nations to be for me. When you take the olive oil, even when you put it with many, many different types of fluids, it will always float to the top. And it will become the top of the fluids. So is it with Israel, that wherever they are together with other nations, they will float to the top. Kemesha Kosuv. And this was the Haftocha. This is if we listen to HaKadosh Baruch Hu's mitzvahs, Unesoncha Hashem Elokecha Elyein Al Kol Goyei Oretz. The HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave us a Haftocha, he gave us a promise that if we listen to his voice and his mitzvahs, then you will be Elyon. You will rise to the top of all of the nations of the world. So this was the symbol of the Shemen, of the oil. One final note. In the brochas that HaKadosh Baruch Hu promises us, so it states in Pasuk in Chof Ches Pasuk Yud Beis, Yiftach Hashem Locha Es Eitzorai Hatov, HaKadosh Baruch Hu will open up his treasure house of goodness. Es HaShomayim L'seish Matar Atzecha Be'ito. What will that be? He will open up the heavens to give you your land, rain in its proper time. Levorech is called Maase Yodecha, and therefore to bless all of your works. And from here will come such great wealth, Vilviso Goyim Arabim, that you will lend money to great nations, Ve'atole Silver, and you will not have to borrow. The Medrash and the Gemara, in a number of Masechtas, goes to great length to explain that from the greatest miracles and the greatest brochas that HaKadosh Baruch Hu displays in this world is the gshomim, the rains. We do not have time to go into this evening, but just want to mention one point of it. The Medrash brings, what does it mean, Yiftach Hashem Lecho? HaKadosh Baruch Hu will open up for you Es Otzora Hatov, his treasure house of goodness, Es HaShomayim, the heavens, to give you rain. Rabbonin Amri Yoma HaKadosh Baruch Hu Yisrael. The Rabbonin said, HaKadosh Baruch Hu said to Yisrael, B'ni, Kol HaTevis Shebos Ba'elom, all of the goodness that come to the world, Bishuschem Hein Boyes. You should know they come because of your schus, because of what you do. For example, Keitzar Hatal Ein Yered El Bishuschem. The tal, the dew, comes to the world only because of your schus. As it states, Vayiten Lecho Elokim Ital HaShemayim. Hashem will give to you from the tal HaShemayim, from the dew of the heaven. Hamotah, the rain, Ein Yered El Bishuschem. The rain will only come because of your schus. As it states, Yiftach Hashem Locha Es Otzarei Hatov. Hashem will open up because of you the Eitzer Hatov. Af HaShalom, and peace also comes, Ein Abol La'ilam El Bishuschem. As it states, V'yosem Locha Shalom Bishuscho. HaKadosh Baruch Hu will give you peace, and this will bring peace to the world. What it's referring to is that HaKadosh Baruch Hu, when he gave a brocha to Avraham Avinu at the beginning of Parshas Lech Lecha, he says, go leave your home, leave your land, leave your family, and go Lech Lecha, go where I will tell you to go, and I will bless you, and he heap brochas on him. One of the brochas that he gave was V'nivrochu Becho Kol Mishpacheis HaAdama, that through you and your seed all of the nations of the world will be blessed. The explanation is HaKadosh Baruch Hu, when he created the world, these brochas he gave to Adam HaRishon to begin with. Eventually he took these brochas and he gave them to Abraham. And Abraham gave them to Yitzchak, and Yitzchak gave them to Yaakov. And these were the brochas for the world. But he gave them to Abraham and said, V'nivruchu becho kol mishpacheis ha'adoma, all of the families of the earth will be blessed because of you. So this means, the Medrash is saying, that when bracha comes to the world, it comes to Yisrael, and from Yisrael the world receives it. If Yisrael is not worthy of the bracha, the brocha doesn't come to the world. We do not see a brocha shlema, a total brocha. Similarly, we have this by Eretz Yisrael in Parshas Ekev. There HaKadosh Baruch Hu said, Eretz Asher Hashem Elokecha Deirish Eso. Eretz Yisrael is a land which Hashem seeks its welfare. He looks after it. Tomid Eini Hashem Elokecha Bo Mereshis Hashona Ve'ad Achris Hashona. Always are the eyes of Hashem towards the land from the beginning of the year to the end of the year. So the Medrash asks, that what does it mean that it's a land which Hashem seeks its welfare? He seeks the welfare of all of the lands. So it gives an example. It says there was a king who had many, many vineyards and many fields. And he wouldn't bother to go see them. He had orchards. Wouldn't bother to go see them. But there was one which was extremely beautiful, and it was his favorite. So often he would go visit that one. Once he would see what's happening, so he would tell his servants, look, I want you to fix this up, I want you to do this, I want you to make this improvement. Since he was telling them what to do already and what kind of improvements to make, so he would give them a list of improvements for all of his vineyards. So is it with HaKadosh Baruch Hu. HaKadosh Baruch Hu comes to seek the welfare of Eretz Yisrael. When he sees what Eretz Yisrael needs and he orders it, he orders it for the whole world, because the brocha comes through there. Now, the Medrash brings a little antidote to this. It says, "Ma'ase begoy echad." There was this non-Jew, Shishol Eser Yehman Zakai. Omalei ono yesh lano moades, atem yesh lachem moados. He says, we have our holidays, you have your holidays. We have holidays, and he mentioned a few. These were probably Greek holidays, Kalando, Sargalio, Roman holidays, Ufakatisim. Latem Yeshlachem, and you have your holidays, Pesach, Atzeres, Sukkos, he told to Rabbi Yechman Zakkai. On your holidays you celebrate and we don't celebrate. He said, on our holidays we celebrate and you don't celebrate. Is it Yom Shana V'atem Shmeichim? Is there any day that we both celebrate? This is what he asked Rabbi Yechman Zakkai. Omalei Rabbi Yechman Zakkai, yes, there is a day. Ze Yom Yiris Kshomim. On a day when it rains, that's a time when we all celebrate. Yisrael celebrates, and the Goyim also celebrates. And he brings a posuk from Tehillim. Tehillim Samachay. Posuk Yudalit. It states, Lofshu Chorim Hatzon. The sheep will become fat. Ba'amokim yatfuvor, and the valleys will be covered with grains. And this is because of the good rains. Yisro'au af yoshiru, and we will blow with trumpets and we will sing to Hashem. And then immediately after it states, Lam Natseach Shir Mizmor Hori Lelekim Kolo Oretz. The whole land, all of the people, will sing to Hashem. On the day that it rains, that's something that everyone celebrates. They don't celebrate Ayom Tevye, because they don't have a place in Ayom Tevye. We certainly do not celebrate their Yom Tevye. But when it rains, this is a yantif for us and for them. It's a yantif for us because in our shkus the rains come. It's a yantif for them because if Israel gets the rains, then it brings rains to the entire world. So therefore, everyone celebrates. That's a yantif for everyone. So that's what it states here, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu, when he says that he will open the the Eitzori, Hatov, the storehouses of rain, it states, Yiftach Hashem Lecho, HaKadosh Baruch Hu will open them for you, and this will come to the entire world. This is similar to what the Gemara says, that the source of the physical bracha in its shlemus. See, these were all promises if we will listen to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, b'chol levavchem v'chol nafshechem, with our entire being, and we fulfill his mitzvahs. The source of bracha in its totality came during the time of the Beis HaMikdash, when it was standing. That became the channel in which the physical bracha came to the world. It states that once that was destroyed, then the sweetness of the honey was no longer sweet as it should be, and the fatness of the fruits were no longer as fat as they should be, and so forth and so on. So the Gemara says that if the goyim of the world, the nations of the world, knew what brocha the Beis HaMikdash brought them, not only they would have never destroyed it, but they would have helped to build it with gold. So this is the Yiftach Lecho, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu will open the treasure houses of bracha for Yisrael, and it'll be a yanta for everyone. Af onu ve'atem smechim bay, because this will be bracha to the entire world.
The Yeshiva Gedola hopes that you have learned much from the presentation. For further information or to order additional shiurim, please contact the Yeshiva Gedola of Johannesburg. Visit us on the web at www.ygj.co.za or contact us via email at audio@yjj.co.za, via phone at 011-648-7906, via fax at 011-648-0085, and via post at PO Box 66226, Broadway 2020, Johannesburg, South Africa.